A group of about 25 students from Howards Grove Middle School lines up to tour the replica of the schooner. Its tall wooden masts, ropes, and sails look incongruous against the backdrop of the Sheboygan Harbor. Just across the water, construction is beginning on a modern hotel and water park development. The kids have already seen a video and historic display describing the background of the Amistad and its passengers.
It wasn't really a slave ship.
What was it?
It was a cargo ship.
They learned that in a display set up by the nonprofit group Amistad America, which owns and operates the boat. It's just one surprising fact about the ship and its story. Spokesperson Lynn Bannister says the boat is a floating classroom.
And our goal is really to promote racial and ethnic tolerance throughout the country, and we do it with kids and we do it with the public, and we do it through teaching about the Amistad incident, which was the first human rights case in this country.
The Amistad incident happened in 1839. By then, the intercontinental slave trade was outlawed, but that didn't stop some traders from shipping Africans to the Western Hemisphere. 53 Africans from Sierra Leone boarded the Amistad in Cuba after having made the notorious Middle Passage on another boat. They were destined for a plantation in Cuba. But a captive named Joseph Cinque picked the lock on his shackle and led a mutiny. After the uprising, the Africans tried to steer the ship back home to Sierra Leone. The remaining Spanish crew secretly steered up the coast of North America. Eventually, the ship landed in Connecticut. The passengers were jailed on charges of mutiny and murder. Ex-President John Quincy Adams argued on the Africans' behalf before the Supreme Court, and they were set free. The replica ship is in Wisconsin through the efforts of a group of ministers from the United Church of Christ. The Reverend Roger Meliff is co-chair of the Sheboygan Host Committee. He says people often expect to see a full-blown slave ship, complete with cramped lower decks.
In fact, the Amistad was just a cargo vessel. In this case, it happened to be carrying what the Spanish slave masters considered to be cargo of human beings. And the whole question was, are they cargo, are they property, or are they human beings who have freedom and rights just as any other human being?
When Meliff heard the ship was making its first ever Great Lakes tour, he wanted it to stop here because Sheboygan has a large concentration of United Church of Christ members. He says the church has a historical connection to the Amistad case.
People from the forebears of the United Church of Christ and the churches there took up the cause of fighting with them for their freedom and their justice.
The church members taught the Africans English. They also helped establish educational missions in Africa and some black colleges in this country. Education is still very much associated with the Amistad. Modern crew members must be part sailor and part teacher.
Well, my name is Kenneth. I'm one of the crew members on board. And back here, I'm going to talk to you about two of the children that was on board with the other Africans. And there were four children all together.
The crew tell kids how the slaves were bound together in the cargo hold with chains. They explain what life was like on board, where the captives slept, and what they ate. The kids from Howards Grove just learned the name Lamistad is Spanish for friendship. The irony wasn't lost on the children, and Kenitha Mobley tries to explain it.
Pretty much it was a big coincidence that a bunch of slaves were being put on a boat that was called Friendship.
Did they call it the Amistad for Friendship because maybe it was a friendship for the whites?
Well, this boat was actually a Spanish boat. And basically the owner of it named it Friendship because anybody could rent it out to put their goods on it to take it to anywhere around Cuba they wanted to go. And naming it Friendship, you get a lot more business.
If the goal of having the Amistad in Sheboygan is to emphasize the importance of basic human rights, these kids, at least, seem to have gotten the message.
You should treat people the way they want to be treated,
even though they may be different.
Because they're still a person.
Because we're all equal still.
It kind of stinks because you get, like, no food. It's like two potatoes a day, and then you get, like, a cup of water.
When the Amistad leaves Sheboygan late Friday, it'll head to Muskegon, Michigan, and then on to Chicago. The Great Lakes tour runs until the end of October. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.